question was asked. We just learned about the miracles Moshe Rabbeinu had done, and reading the Ramban as a standalone, it would seem like the people believed in Hashem through miracles. And that seems counterintuitive, because why would they believe through miracles? So Rambam makes the case the way you said. Rambam says it cannot be because of miracles. And that's why Rambam learns that the center of Jewish belief starts with the stand at Sinai. Other things were preludes, but the real point was Sinai. Other commentaries focus on the pasuk Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo that happened after the splitting of the Yamsuf. And they say, you see, this was a unique moment. And here we go back to what the Medrash says, that when you had the splitting of the sea, you had a great revelation of Hashem. That was the highest revelation until Sinai. Sinai was a higher revelation, but that was high enough that Vayaminu Bashem. And that Chazal take the stand of the Yamsuf, and they take it away from being just a miracle where we made it through and the Egyptians were sunk, and Chazal say, no, much more happened there. The average maid at the sea saw more prophecy than Yechezkel ben Buzi. So Chazal tell us that the stand at the sea was a prophetic one. Chazal, again, were concerned, it would seem, for your question. It seems that Chazal were coming to say, it's not the miracle. It can't be for a miracle, they believe. That's what it seems like. Again, Chazal don't spell it out, but that's what seems to be the system. It's a good question. Rambam doesn't zone in on that, on Kriyas Yamsuf. Rambam focuses on the stand at Sinai, where Rambam says that was prophetic, and that was the basis of all belief from there on.